For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Buddy, that's the way you started right there, man. Boy, I tell you what, you're on a roll. Get a nice little 34-19 to win. Mike getting all fired up after the game, and then Calais said, "Coach, I got it from here." Calais Campbell, of course, playing out of his friggin' mind. Had another sack yesterday, and, well, I don't want to say anything. What's that thing? What is that again? 7C, Joe? Is that it?
You're one game closer, yep.
Well, I didn't get any help. I didn't get help from Denver. I didn't know Denver was going to beat the crap out of Denver's like, hey, no, we're not going away. We know we choked one away. By the way, what's going on? Randomly, before we get into everything this morning, by the way, Mario Cristobal will join us. Here we go with them. We've got plenty of time to talk about them. We'll talk to the head coach. Nothing better than that about these last two regular season games and getting things cleaned up and what exactly was going on. And, oh, by the way, National Signing Day is coming up in a couple of weeks. So you can't – a lot of stuff, but nothing more important than these last couple of games, because you do all that recruiting for one reason, to get an opportunities that you're in right now where you can control late in November your destination to where you want to get to, and that's the playoffs. Hell, ACC championship game, and then the playoffs, and see how you finish it out. So we'll talk to him. What's going on with kickers, man? What's going on with all these great field goal kickers? Justin Tucker, like, you're a Hall of Famer, man. You're like in 34-year-old kicker, prime of your career, 1-for-3. He's caught some game. I see he's going up to the coach. I'm going to get this thing turned around. He's like, I can't give up on you. My God, you won so many frigging games for us through the years. How about the kicker from Gatorland, Evan McPherson? What happened to that frigging guy? Jake Moody had a wide receiver ready to kill him a couple of weeks ago. You go through, there's like five or six kickers that have been really good that have kind of lost their confidence. I mean, you can't have field goal kickers going 1-for-3, 2-for-4 in all these tight ball games. I thought yesterday, overall, since I got to get home and our game was super fast, those long drives, my God. I've never been part, cannot remember, not that I have a great memory of 20 years or more, of more long drives that chewed up time faster than that game yesterday, Woody. It was incredible. It was eight-minute drives, seven-minute drive. And by the way, it wasn't just the Dolphins. Raiders they just had that short dink and dunk offense and barely get first downs, and they just kept going, and it was crazy. What was there, four possessions in the first half, or five possessions? Crazy, crazy numbers yesterday. So that was part of it, but one step closer. They got a little mojo. They're able to finish that game out because the Raiders were kind of hanging around, and you're like, oh my God, come on, man. Come on, you want to finish strong. And 24 points in the second half, and finally did it. Touchdown, 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 field goal, and their four possessions with a lot of good numbers on third down, 8-12, fourth down, 2-for-2. Mike's feeling it too with this group now because he's back. And listen, I think Mike just was like, I just need my quarterback back. I know I messed up on the backup situation, but I just wanted give me Tua back. So I learned something yesterday, and I think we've all learned because before the game, everybody, hey, we got to get this guy. And I said it again in the pregame show. We got to get Tyreek going. We got to get Waddle going. And they did. They did. But we're not used to those guys, nine catches between them for just a tad under 100 yards. I mean, we got a little spoiled last year. And the year before with their numbers. And I just realized yesterday, if guys are going to be that open on short passes and you can just control it and Tua's hitting a high percentage and I mean, their guys are wide open. It was all short passes. And they told those two deep guys, enjoy your day, stay back there, come up when you can and join us, but we're just going to – they absolutely picked people apart. Now, when I say pick, I mean pick, as in screen. I mean, Jalen Waddle was unbelievable, man. Jalen Waddle should have got a game ball, not for his two catches, but they bunched up receivers and the Raiders could not get around. If you're wondering how all those guys are wide open out in the flats, a lot of them guys were running into each other and had to run around what's basically a screen and you got to sell it because if it's obvious, they'll call it. But, yeah, and they just kind of moved around, got everybody involved. A lot of A-Chan again, Jonnu Smith, and Tyreek Hill as well. All those guys, a lot of different guys caught a football and got involved in the offense yesterday. But I'm done with that. Hey, Tyreek and Waddle and seven catches and 180 yards for one guy and six catches or five catches and 110 yards for the – it's a different offense. It's – and not that they're running the ball great. They're not. But they're throwing it. And he's getting guys wide open. It's not like, guys are getting open. So if you can do that, I know, you know, the Raiders aren't the best team in football, but that's what you're supposed to do. When you play one of those teams, you got to pull away, and I felt good about it, and yesterday it was going to happen. You got the Patriots. You need to do the same thing to the Patriots, man. You need – they're at home.
They're feisty, by the
way. They are feisty.
They're a little feistier than the Raiders.
They are.
And then, I know we're not supposed to look ahead, but the Packers should have lost to the Bears yesterday if not for a blocked field goal.
Correct. That, by the way, right back to that theme of what's going on with
I don't know, man.
What's going on with field goals, man? Jeez.
Well, you notice the shift in the dynamic. Remember the season started and the quarterbacks were terrible?
Yeah.
Remember that? And it was all kickers?
Now.
It's kind of shifted a little bit, right? Against a good quarterback performance.
By the way, those percentages for field goal kickers as the weather now starts to change.
Oh, and that weatherproof leg, right? You coined that last week.
By the way, not only that one, Woody, but all these tight ball games, everybody's foot feels a little different when you have a kick with a chance to put your team in the lead and or make it a one-score game or whatever that field goal might do in a tight ball game. Yesterday was unbelievable. The games, there was a ton of great games. Woody, I'm watching Geno Smith run it in, made some great runs late in the game on that last drive. Geno Smith goes down and has a winning drive against the 49ers in San Francisco.
Very impressive. I don't know what's happened to San Fran. I know Bosa was out at the end of that game.
I saw him just as I turned it on. He had a sack. I swear, I turned it on, and Nick had a sack, and then he pulled up again.
Yeah,
and then
his hip, they said. Yeah, something. So he missed a bunch of the game, and then it was funny that they showed like the Seahawks and Geno's numbers like after he had went out of the game.
Yeah.
They were dramatically improved, to say the least.
So give it to Geno, man. They've been struggling. He goes and gets a win. J.K. Dobbins, what happened to winning passes? We had winning runs yesterday. J.K. Dobbins runs 29 yards, and wins that game. The Colts get a last drive with a quarterback that everybody should never play again after he checked out on his team and said, I'm tired, take me out of the game. He has a winning drive to beat the Jets.
Could have been the best story yesterday to see Aaron Rodgers struggle the way that he is and have to answer all those questions afterwards. It is so ugly with him there.
Is that today or tomorrow he goes on that show and we get to
hear that?
I
guess it's today, right?
Which day he
– You know, he's at the point, I guess he just doesn't care anymore. Like, he's just going to keep going on there and – you know, spouting off nonsense.
But he'll do more. He'll do more league stuff, and he'll play off his Hall of Fame career because he is going to be a Hall of Famer, and he'll.
Yeah, but you know what? This is going to stick in a lot of people's minds as far as his legacy and all that stuff, Joe. This will be very fresh in people's heads here. Yeah. And they gave him the keys to the kingdom, and he has royally screwed things up.
Nobody will talk about how bad their defense is, considering it was supposed to be so talented. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah, but he really has been terrible. And he is the one. I mean, I know there's other things to a team, but he's a big part of that thing.
Yeah. He is. He definitely, if we're to do, I know they do that thing. I guess Josh Allen was one of the most disliked players.
Remember, I can see why he's disliked. Did you see how that game ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing they didn't like him while he was barreling into the end zone.
I think Aaron Rodgers got to be right up there once we get past all that.
For different reasons.
But I got to tell you, that Josh Allen run with 2:17 left, and great call by those guys. So it's 4th and 2, and they go, look, if you're going to beat those guys, you can't punt this away and then let – you can't do that and or kick a field goal. You have to go down, or Mahomes is going to take it right down and beat you.
Now they don't get that first down. Mahomes is going to go down and most likely beat you for sure. So, yeah, you're right about that. But about Josh Allen has entered that class of quarterbacks where it doesn't even matter who he's throwing to anymore. He's in that Mahomes category, that Brady category, where like it just doesn't matter. The guy still gets it done.
Man,
you see who he was throwing to by the end of that game?
Yeah, he had them all out.
Oh, my God.
They were all getting
it. By the way, Amari Cooper on like a bad wheel. He's out there making some plays.
Made some great catches.
I'm a big fan of his. But
So yeah, there was a lot of stuff. And you know who you feel bad for? Joe Burrow.
Wow.
Joe Burrow says, what else do I need to do, man? Now I don't have a defense. Hey, we got to go to break.
I don't feel bad for anyone today, by the way.
No, I don't either. You know what? Screw everybody.
We've had enough.
We'll take a 15-point lead and let's go. Let's go, exactly. Anyway, a lot of stuff to get to. Mario Cristobal is going to join us. All right, here we go, man. Bye week is over. Two left. Two left of the ACC championship game, and it's very simple. Win both. And you go to the ACC championship game, we'll have all that stuff for you. Stay with us.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, as we finally get a chance to talk to Coach Cristobal this morning, and it's all right there, folks. This bye week is over. Win 2, go to the ACC championship game, win 3, go to the playoffs. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. How are we doing, brother?
We're doing great. We're doing great, and I think everybody's really excited to see the bounce back. Can you talk about the off week of cleaning things up and trying to figure some things out, and what kind of work did you get in?
Well, we got great work. We got great, I would say, healing time as well for guys that were bumped up, nicked up, and hopefully we'll get the guys that were injured, hopefully get them back this week, if not the week after that. It's going to be close, but they're practicing well. But overall, it's a matter of communication, alignment, assignment, and execution, man, you know. And I had to certainly get on a couple of things that really hurt us in our last game that we feel really good about going into this game. And it's all about this opportunity right in front of us and being 1-0.
Yeah, I would hate to think anybody's down and out when you still control everything and you're still in this great situation. So, Coach, getting back to defense, and that's been the topic for a week, the tackling, getting off blocks, containment. Was there mental mistakes, some of that mental mistakes, or just physical when you looked at the defensive stuff?
Well, I think when you say tackling and getting off blocks, it has to do a lot with just alignments, right? If you're out leveraged, if you're not in the correct position. And when I say that, Joe, I'm talking about, look, you eat it as a team. It's both coaching and playing, right? You got to teach it and you got to learn it. You do it together. You don't point fingers or whatnot. But our issues are mostly due to that, right? To communication, alignment, and assignment. And we've improved our process over this past week and just gone right at it. And, you know, we don't sidestep anything and feel we've made a lot of progress in that area because we were attacked that way, you know? And the the plays that were made against us were things that we can remedy and improve on. And our guys attacked it with the right mentality, and we all took accountability. We feel we're a better team coming out of the bye week.
I always wonder when you have those meetings, everybody's a little different. I know it's a new school thing now, you know, how you talk to players and you explain to them and you show them, hey, you're supposed to be in this gap. You freelanced on me a little bit, and you see what happened. The guy gets out. Do you have to go through all that stuff literally in front of the group, or how does that work?
Do it. You don't. I don't really care much for sensitivity. I don't, and I don't think anyone that's really, you know, worth their mustard in coaching does. I mean, you go right at it. The best form of respect is honesty and transparency, and everyone wants to get better. And both coaches and players, all of us, we want to get better. So we confront our issues dead on, face to face, and get after it. And that generates a lot of the right kind of enthusiasm and motivation, knowing that you're going to have a chance to correct it and have a better result.
Well, there's one thing that you do know, and that is that the passing game is really, really good. I always wonder, when you have such a dynamic quarterback and the passing game has been, like, honestly, something maybe in the history of University of Miami, we've never seen a passing game like this. Is it easy to kind of, like, okay, don't worry about the other stuff. Let's let that guy behind us here in shotgun take care of it for us. Can you fall into that sometimes, you think, on the offensive side of the ball because he's so good?
You never should. I mean, we didn't score many points last game. I mean, that's the bottom line, you know. And I think what you see now at this time of year, college football reflects the NFL a little bit more. Like, look at the scores of some of the games, right? It's like 12-7, 16-13, 20-16, 24-27. You have limited possessions. You have, you know, 10, 11 games of tape on there. And a lot of teams need you to lose, so they're going to share information to help you lose. And that's okay. That's always been a part of college football. So you got to understand that the holes that you show on tape, you better remedy them. You better fix them quickly, because if not, they're going to show up again week after week.
So your thought is, as you guys get set to for this last home game against Wake Forest, they're probably going to look and try to do a lot of the same things that Georgia Tech was had success with, huh? You expect more of that.
I think you see that from every opponent, whether it be special teams, offense, or defense. And you know what? I think we have a really good team, and we know that when we play and coach and execute at a high level, that we're really hard to stop. And that's been the focus, is really just making sure that everything is geared towards us communicating better, us lining up better, us coaching better, us teaching and assessing and making sure that we have our answers in a place where our guys can digest it and go to work. So it's been a really good week.
The secondary, defensive secondary, everybody's been talking, actually, basically all season. I know you lose a key guy right off the bat and in Brown, but I'm just, as you look at it, how do you feel with the cover corner and the safety position and the nickelback position right now?
You know, we got a bunch of guys that are working really hard. That's the bottom line. You know, some of the communication errors showed up, but again, that's both coaching and playing. It goes together. So we have streamlined some of the stuff to make sure that we're able to be much more much louder and much clearer when we communicate, so we can line up, keep our eyes on the right stuff. And Joe, the biggest thing is, don't let your eyes wander, man. You know, all this rocket motion, sweep motion, right, unbalanced sets, tackle over. You know, if you see a little, you're able to see what you need to see and go do what you need to do. If you see too much and you let those eyes wander, you're all over the place, and all of a sudden, man, you're not moving very fast. So we've been really focusing on getting those eyes in a disciplined manner.
I guess there's everybody's aware of, like I started with you before I introduced you this morning. Everybody knows what the situation is, right? It's pretty clear to everybody that went out and you're going to the playoffs. Win these next two, you're going to the ACC championship game. I guess you made that pretty clear, as if these players didn't already know, for a motivational tool.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that. So we're not going to have a meeting to discuss the playoffs and the bowls that go with it, man. We've got all our meetings. Everything is geared towards practicing our best and playing our best against Wake Forest. That's it. You know, we control our own destiny from now till 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take care of the business in front of you. They got a really good team with really good coaches. They make a lot of plays. And you know what? This is a matchup game at this time of year. It's all it is. So we're looking forward to going out there and making sure that we play with our best effort and execute the best of our abilities.
You know, I get this at both levels, the NFL level as well as with you guys, and that's it. Hey, the same guys, man, get them out of there, put another guy in. And I'm like, hey, man, you only got a certain amount of guys, and your coach is going to play the best guys, give them the best chance to win. Is there going to be changes, or is it just you sticking with that same group and, guys, we need to play better? How do you treat it going forward with young guys versus guys that have been there?
Oh, it has nothing to do with young, old, just got here, been here. It has nothing to do with that. And that to me is probably the most simple thing, and really I'll give you the most simple answer. The guys that show it, that show maturity, that really invest time and then prove it on the practice field, are the guys you got to trust to go out there and play. And sometimes it doesn't work out great. But when it's in there, it's still the best option as it relates to what a guy has shown and proven. That's that simple. So, but you're always trying. You're always looking for answers, whether it be from a scheme standpoint, a personnel standpoint. And you put on a guy to try to prove it. And you know what? You press guys to mature quicker. You know, prepare yourself and approach every day like a pro. Right? So that people can trust you and your teammates can trust you. And that way everybody's on the same page and you can execute better.
You know, you're right. And you know, Marl, early in the year you said, hey, it's not just about these guys we have playing right now, but we need to get depth with the development, basically, of your last two recruiting classes that were so strong, and getting more guys, getting them caught up as quickly as possible. Because, as you see, and you've talked about, you got guys banged up, and you need backups to come in. Have you seen that growth from some of the young guys, still maybe teenagers, in this program?
Yeah, we certainly have, and you see it in certain positions more than you do in others, you know? And you need all positions to really come forward and mature as quick as possible because, again, nowadays there's really no redshirting, right? I mean, you may be 5% class if you have an injury or something like that. So, but it's such a different preparation process that you really got to force the issue and make sure that there's no my bad, you know, I screwed up. No, my bad, my ass. You do that, you know, it costs you a touchdown. It costs you a big play. It may turn the game. So I think our leadership council is really doing a good job of improving all the things that go with practice and preparation. And then as a coaching staff, really pouring every ounce you can into everyone in the roster, you know, and again, the bye week was really helpful in terms of helping those guys improve their game.
So, Coach, besides just getting ready for these two huge games, the other part of this that's connected to it is a big national signing day coming up as well. How in the hell does, especially teams that are playing for something, continue to obviously make that a priority, and yet the biggest priority is winning these next couple of games?
Well, it's all about one game. There's no talk about a couple of games. I mean, that's period. I mean, no one even mentions any other game, and that's the right way to approach it, man. Don't trip over yourself. Just focus on – be where your feet are and focus on what you need to do. In terms of recruiting, it never stops. If you stop recruiting, you really have no place in this building. You have no place in college football, right? You must enhance the roster every single year. You can't skip a year. You can't skip a cycle. And you certainly can't let your guard down on guys that are committed to you, because everybody's poaching, everybody's working, and it's one of the most competitive industries, I imagine, in the entire world.
I agree.
You know what? Well, when you're practicing, you like to look out there and say, wow, look at that team we have. Well, that's the effort and the fruits of labor done 2 and 3 years in advance. So you can never lose sight of that. We can only hire people that are really into both development and talent acquisition, and that are great human beings, because if you don't, you're not going to be a good program.
Yeah. No, it's well, listen, you're in a great, great position. Wake Forest, I'm not even going to mention the second game on the road, but this week at Wake Forest. You finally got me, Coach. See what you did? You already, you finally got me to stop right there. Hey, what's the message when you call in your coordinators and you talk to them? And as you know, they end up taking a lot of heat when the numbers aren't good. So what do you say to your guys when you meet with those guys going forward here?
Together always, and let's go get it done. I mean, it's that simple. Attack the processes that go with every bit of playing winning football. You know, noise, brother, if you can't deal with noise, you're wrong industry, man. You know, go do something else. Go sell ice cream. You know, it is. Never gotten in football because of noise, and never going to be affected in football because of noise. All right? Miami is on its way to doing great things, and you know what, brother? Nothing's going to stop it.
Yeah. Mario, thank you. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Big game with Wake Forest coming up to stay in that playoff position. So thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Go Canes.
All right, Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about his team and getting ready for this game. It's hard to do radio and not mention both games, but Wake Forest and then that other game up north. Is that indoors still, right? That game's indoors, right? Syracuse indoors game. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got... We got a lot of stuff here on a Monday to get to, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, before we get back to things here, we got a couple of things to get you caught up on. Let's first get your weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's a little chillier out there today. It's like in the high 70s. No chance of rain in my forecast, at least. And then how about this, Joe? It's a Joe Rose Show exclusive. We're giving away a Jason Taylor autographed football, courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union. We'll be giving out clues every day through Thursday. And then on Friday, when you hear the cue to call, if you're the first caller with all four correct clues, you win. Sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Join today and empower your money to do more. Are you ready for today's clue, Joe?
Yes, I am.
So you have to write all four of these down, all right?
All right.
Today's clue is football.
Okay.
Wait, I mean, we didn't get really, like, you know, crazy with these. It's just football, but you got to have all four of them on Friday.
So
and then you win the JT autograph football.
Right. So I'll write that down. Football.
Okay. Now, I was told, I don't know if this is you know, something you could do. I was told you're going to have to go down to UM and get the ball signed.
Well, that's okay.
All right.
Probably.
Make sure you're okay with that.
People that want it would probably want to go down there.
No. You have to go down there and get it signed because you're friends with Jason. So
get out of here, bro. I'm out of that. That business has not worked out.
The autograph business? No,
because people ask me about the same guys, and he's one of them. I'm out of that. And then people are calling. When I do say, I say yes way too much, and then they're like, hey, did you get it signed yet?
Sounds Marino related.
Yes, it's just not good.
Your turnaround time on autographs is not good, to be honest.
No, not good. I mean,
it
not
took,
good
what
on
did it
cards.
Take, 2 years to get that?
Yeah, whatever.
That
that's
card.
Why I don't do it, okay? I agree. You don't have to dogpile, jerky.
I'm not dogpiling.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
You're a generous guy, and you offered. So.
I just, like, I shouldn't.
You're probably right.
Not a good idea. Look, if you're in the business, that's what you want to do. We're at the hotel for games. They go, hey, can you get? No, I'm not getting them. It's nice to see you.
You just got
to
collect
so
all the stuff.
So glad you're a fan.
And get Marino like
well,
one day.
Well, it really
like,
means
listen,
a lot.
I got a bunch of stuff.
We came 700 miles. I go, no, I appreciate that. We love Dolphin fans, but no, I'm not in that business of going back to grab somebody and bring them out and go, sign here, please.
By the way, we also.
Yes.
We have Heat tickets. To see the Heat host the Raptors in NBA Cup action the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow. Friday.
Yes.
Just coming home from
You'll
that.
You'll be coming home from Green Bay, yeah.
From Green Bay.
That's a late one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another early morning get home. That's all right.
Yeah.
I think I talked her into a couple of she's a great cook, that wife of mine's great.
She's coming
cook.
To Green Bay or no?
No, she didn't do it.
She didn't
go to home games. Why the hell would she go to some trip?
Well, Green Bay doesn't seem like you know her cup
but
of tea.
But I got to tell you, she can cook. And she's agreed to do a smaller version of Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice. Do you think maybe she could pack you like a thermos of stew or soup or something?
That's
it will be cold
funny,
up
bro.
There.
Seriously, man, no? It's not funny. You're not funny. You're nothing funny.
It is going to be cold
up
there.
I don't find you funny today. I don't know why. I don't find you very funny. Hey, so we've got a lot of stuff. Got a big week, obviously, starting with the Miami Hurricanes, trying to get some things figured out defensively. Although, like he said, coach just said they didn't score a lot of points either, which was another problem. But got to put them together, man, to get in this situation now and finish this thing out. What a wild one! Did you catch Clemson and Pittsburgh? Oh, see how they lost? They lost one of those Josh Allen runs. Clemson, they thought Pittsburgh thought they had it, man, only to watch a guy take off and run, 50 yards or something for a touchdown, and that's how it ended. What a crummy way to lose. I thought yesterday was the best group, best weekend by far. Yeah, because we're in the second half of the season, so you know who's good. As you said during the break, Woody, teams are starting to separate. The teams that are really bad are looking really bad. There's four or five of them, and the teams that are starting to, you're starting to figure out who's the top right now at the top. You got a couple teams, San Francisco, trying to figure out what's going on there. That's a weird one, man. Geno Smith, goes into Santa Clara, San Francisco, and marches down the field on that drive. It's crazy.
I mean, the thing is, I can't make out the NFC right now. Like, they have a few real, good teams. I guess on the top. Well, the
they
Lions,
got one team, but yes, that's way out there in front in the race.
Hey, what's up with the Lions? By the way, yesterday, like, were they? I don't know if the Jaguars did something to them, but they were trying to humiliate those guys, man. Amon-Ra St. Brown is catching touchdowns when they're up 40-something points.
So
late in the game,
can I take you back? Can I take you back to Detroit playing Dallas and what he did in that game too?
Yeah, but like, what's with this guy?
Let me tell you, what's somebody going to go up to him after the game and say they don't appreciate it?
No, but this was like, it seemed personal, like what they were doing. I mean, they had their starters run late in that game, man.
I think,
to put it on those guys.
I think he's got a long memory. And everybody that used to beat on that Detroit team is payback, and it can't. I think everybody's on that list. If he's got a chance, he's going to stay aggressive, let guys get their numbers, keep guys in games, and go. That day of we're up 17, call them off. There's a lot of teams aren't going to do that.
Talk about all time bad contracts. That Trevor Lawrence deal over there. I know he's not playing right now, but boy, that thing. The Jags are so bad.
Well, I got news for you. He's gone, first of all, because the team now looks like it's quit. No, your team quits.
I mean,
there's two things that happen. Your guys play like they quit,
yeah.
Or guys come out and have those meetings and get – and by the way, today's players, they'll put you in front and the coach makes a mistake of calling that team meeting and lets air it out. I don't know why a coach would do that when things aren't going well, and you got to have a feel for how your team feels about you, and they start this stuff with you. You're the problem. You don't know what you're doing, and that's the power of today's players. They can do that, and we've seen it happen a couple places already.
Not that it matters here, but the Jags are just what a mess.
Well, listen,
that's why you sign the guy you think is your quarterback, and.
So this thing's going to be really interesting, as I thought they're going to win these last two games because they were starting to play better. It's not something like I just throw out there. They lost a couple of tight ball games against Arizona and Buffalo, and now we're find a way to beat that team. The Rams out on the West Coast. Now they come home and play a team they should beat 34-19, and they did. That's what you were supposed to do to get to 4-6. And now they've got the Patriots coming. And by the way, I think Patriots are better. I'm with you. Patriots are a better team than the Raiders. I believe that.
Well, they're definitely better than the Raiders, I would think, Joe. But, I mean, the great thing is you got the Jets coming up here.
So you got Cleveland that we thought before
Cleveland's
the season.
Terrible.
We thought before the year.
Yeah, you thought Cleveland, they'd be competitive, yes.
And they are.
They're awful.
They're looking.
They got blown
for
out
a high
again
draft
yesterday.
Pick. Yes, they did. And the Jets. That is, and they're playing
best
everybody.
Best story in football.
That is Aaron Rodgers, the savior, has, I'm by every time I look. He's got two touchdown passes, zero interceptions, and they lose. So and their defense, which we thought was going to be really, really good, is not. And there's a whole bunch of guys, young guys that were really, really good players that are not having good seasons right now for that Jets group. So, hey, that's what you have on your schedule coming up. You just got to take care of business. But so Texans will watch tonight. They're on the schedule as well. They've got a Monday Night Football game coming up. But and the story, by the way, the Jonnu Smith story. Everybody's wondering what the play call was. I'll tell you what it was. It was a broken play where he got outside the pocket and he just went to an area freelancing to get open, put his arm up, threw it, and then you saw just how freakish and how fast he is for a 250-pound man to take it to the house. And he's become, we're wondering, we're talking about, well, who's your third guy? And we need Jonnu Smith's your third guy. Jonnu Smith is one of your top receivers. And by the way, the two picks, the two free agent moves made from Atlanta last year, getting Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith, have been a big, big part of this team. Because Calais Campbell, once again yesterday, was really, really good. Got his fourth sack of the season. So, by the way, you want to know who else got a lot of sacks? You see what's going on in Minnesota? Oh, my God. Andrew Van Ginkel now has 8 sacks on the season. Had 2 more in the game the other day. That's another team
fired up to play Tennessee.
I can't figure out Minnesota just how good they are.
Yeah,
they're 8-2.
Yeah,
they're an 8-win team.
I got you.
But
because you don't know about Sam Darnold, right? I mean,
Sam Darnold's been better than anybody thought he could be.
Yes,
but that's
look, man. Sam Darnold's got the prototypical body, right? I mean, he's got a big arm.
No, he's got
so.
They don't draft these guys 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and say, you know, wow, we didn't realize they didn't have any talent.
Well, sometimes that happens. Together.
But not physically usually, right? You can see the guys put up numbers in college.
There's some that you scratch your head a little bit about, like how did that happen?
Not very often.
The Bryce Young one comes to mind.
Yeah, but he put up big numbers at Alabama.
Everybody puts up. Put up big numbers at Alabama.
I agree. I don't disagree. That's why you got to figure out which guy can really play and which guy can't. So, not disagreeing with you. By the way, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We just started the Heat. No Jimmy again last night. 4 straight game with no Jimmy Butler. Apparently, he might be in that lineup tonight though against one of the biggest disappointments, along with Milwaukee. In the East right now is the 76ers, who are 2-10.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
You got to beat up on Embiid.
I thought of you with Jimmy this weekend, though, because he's posting on his Instagram. He's running around shopping malls and what. You know, he goes to that yoga company that he does the ads for, and he's shopping and he's trying clothes on. He's carrying bags and going up and down escalators at the mall. He posted all on his social media. He's got to play now, right? Nope.
No, I don't. Today's game is a.
He's healthy
game.
Enough to do that stuff and to post it all online, but he's not healthy enough to play.
You're saying he can walk to the malls and go check stuff out.
I'm just saying, bro. I don't call a guy out here this morning, but he's not. He's not on track to get to Riley's number.
All I know is that's right. He's got off to a slow start at that 75 number. You're right.
I mean, what do you think? 55? I mean,
no. He better be 60 plus.
It's just weird because usually you don't see guys like that just don't care about the optics of what they're doing at all.
I mean, if you got a sprained ankle.
And he just
ankle,
doesn't seem to care.
No, but if you got a sprained ankle.
Yeah, if you have a sprained ankle, it'd be nice to stay off of it.
That's true.
I mean, post yourself walking around the mall.
Good point. You know what? Can't argue with that.
He did this last year, too. Remember, he's walking all over New York and he doesn't play?
You think anybody's going to say anything to him? Over there?
Yeah, they're gonna take him aside and have a heart to heart with him.
Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. 7 o'clock hour coming up, besides talking about whether Jimmy's gonna play or not. I'm not doing that all year, whether Jimmy's playing or not. I just
permanent questionable?
Just Don't know. Hey, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T are serious stuff. I had a couple brothers, I call them brothers now, Atlantic Men's Clinic brothers come up to me and ask me about it. Said, I'm getting ready. Just, I got to ask you, it's just you. Please, are you really doing the program? Yes. Low T? Yes, but I had ED too. And straight face yesterday, I go, and I have ED too. I had it. I don't anymore. It's gone. Long gone. Had another great weekend. Yes, I'm feeling great. Energy level, starting with that, and everything that comes with great energy. Like more energy to work out and be active, which then allows you not to sit around the couch and just eat a lot and not exercise, which means you're gaining a lot of weight. And then your sex drive. If you're going through it, ED is going to kick into every man out there. Matter of fact, men in their 50s, half the men in their 50s have ED. They may not do anything about it, but they got it. And I just want to let you know that if you're going through it, Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out and knock it out quickly. During this holiday season, if you've been thinking about it and you haven't done it, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go get the test done. Go meet with those professionals they have and get it all back. Your energy, your sex drive, and everything. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider. You get all the tests done. You get the results real quickly. Meet with them, tell them what you're going through, and they'll explain what they're going to do for you to knock it out, both ED and low T, and I mean knock it out quickly. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. That first appointment is the most important appointment I could have ever made, and it goes for you too. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.